We're going to hear what state Democratic lawmakers are planning. While voters in the November midterms elected Tony Evers to run the state and Josh Call as the state's attorney general, Republicans continue to hold majorities in the legislature.
They lost just one assembly seat to give them a 63-36 advantage, and they picked up a Senate seat for a 19-14 edge. So what does divided government mean for legislative Democrats in the state?
Jennifer Schilling is a Democratic state senator from La Crosse and the Senate Minority Leader. Senator Schilling, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be on. And Rob, you've kept me company many afternoons as I travel west and leave the Capitol to come home to La Crosse.
It's a long commute.
Good to be on the show. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Now, it's been a while since we've had divided government here in Wisconsin. What are your feelings about that now, the new look for Wisconsin government going into 2019?
Characterized it as an arranged marriage, that the voters demonstrated that they wanted to move into a new direction, and after years of single-party control, they elected Democratic governor, Democratic attorney general, re-elected Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, as well as a treasurer and secretary of state's office. And I think that demonstrates that there is fatigue as far as the voters in a divisive kind of leadership style of divide and conquer. And Governor-elect Evers has talked about wanting to bring people together, look for common ground issues, to be a problem solver. And he's not one that wants to pick a fight daily or weekly with the legislature. And so it will be a new landscape, certainly, and a new dynamic for Republicans who have never served under a Democratic governor and in that area. But I think, you know, we need each other in the legislature in order to be successful. And in this arranged marriage, Republicans need Democrats in order for the bills to get through the legislature and onto the governor's desk, and that we support those that the governor would sign. But Republicans need us in order to support those bills and have a Democrat sign them. We need to have our bills heard. We need to get them through both houses. So it's a unique relationship, and certainly I hope it brings some moderation.
Before we get into specific issues for 2019, let's take a look at this extraordinary session that we just had in the legislature. Republicans passed a number of measures, some of which limit the powers of the governor, the incoming governor, and attorney general. What do you think about how all of that went down?
Well, it was a bait and switch. We were originally supposed to be in a special session for a Kimberly Clark vote, and there were not the votes there for that package. And they kept the door open on the extraordinary session and put forward bills that strip the power of the new incoming Democratic governor and attorney general, consolidates power into the Joint Finance Committee and legislative committees that are controlled by the Republicans. We would have never been in special session on those bills had Scott Walker and Brad Schimmel been reelected. So I think it is pretty desperate on Republicans' behalf that they move forward with that legislation that in the court of public opinion, it's a loser on, that they put forward those bills that change the rules with a Democratic administration.
One of the arguments from Republicans is that, hey, we've done good stuff. Unemployment is low. The economy is looking pretty good in Wisconsin. We want to just change a couple things so that the incoming governor, can't unilaterally change the good stuff we've done. What do you say to that?
Well, again, the voters voted for Tony Evers, who talked about Medicaid expansion in this state. The voters supported Josh Call, who talked about withdrawing Wisconsin from the federal ACA lawsuit. That those are things that I have heard over and over at these listening sessions that Governor-elect Evers has been conducting around the state. And the Republicans handcuffed the incoming governor to be able to do that. And now basically the governor needs to seek permission from the legislative leaders and the finance committee to enter or withdraw from lawsuits for the attorney general, or to look at different waivers and pilot programs, for an example, in the Medicaid program. So it is one that is hamstringing the incoming administration.
Talking to State Senator Jennifer Schilling from La Crosse. She's the Senate Minority Leader. We're looking at the year ahead now in Wisconsin politics. And looking ahead, Senator Schilling, one issue that's remained kind of unresolved for years now is transportation funding, how we pay for road construction and maintenance in Wisconsin. Do you see this as an opportunity for you and Republicans to work together and get something signed by Governor-elect Evers?
You know, I do. And for several sessions at the end of the year, that's been one of my regrets. I've pointed to that issue that we have not come forward with a long-term sustainable funding mechanism. And really, I think in the past there was support across the aisle and within parties to do something, but Governor Scott Walker was always the hurdle with his veto pen. And so I hope we do start off with an issue that Democrats and Republicans can work together on and build trust. The public wants us to be problem solvers, and certainly the transportation issue is not one that is getting any easier. And in fact, during the lame duck legislation, actually, it makes it more difficult to address some of the funding transportation issues that we do have in the state because of changes that Republicans put forward. But we need some issue to build trust and go forward on, and maybe transportation is that issue. We'll see who Governor-elect Evers appoints as the transportation secretary, and certainly that tone will come from that department to try to bring legislators together and find a solution.
In just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Republican Assembly Representative John Nygren. He's done a lot on the opioid issue here in the state. A lot of legislation has been passed with bipartisan support. Do you see next steps in 2019 on those issues?
I'm sure we'll continue to, there will be issues that will such as the opioid legislation. I think I'm hearing more about methamphetamines. And so as we look at addiction in this state, how are we helping to address that and rehabilitate folks and help them? So I hope that are those areas. And I know that I've recently met with Counties Association, our Health and Human Services Director here in La Crosse County, and there are a lot of issues affecting children and our human services. And I hope that we can look for some resolution there. But also within our juvenile correctional system. And last session, in a bipartisan effort, looking at how we need to reform juvenile justice and changes to Lincoln Hills in northern Wisconsin in a regional approach. And I hope that we can build off of that bipartisanship and find some long-term solutions to be good partners, better partners with our counties when it comes to juvenile corrections.
Apart from the issues we've talked about so far, what's at the top of your agenda for the legislature in 2019?
Well, I think it's many of the issues that Governor-elect Evers, he talked about. We echo those about supporting public education, long-term transportation fixes, addressing health care and making sure that folks with pre-existing conditions have those protections in the state. But it's also issues like expanding child care assistance and help, tax incentives for working families, a child care credit, a student loan debt. I hear from many young people as they graduate and the loan debt that they carry. But also looking at, tax fairness across the board for people, and retirement security for working families, and broadband connectivity. And again, that should be a bipartisan effort. We talk about economic development and making sure that our rural communities are connected, and broadband is that connector to help small businesses and economic development.
Since you're from the western part of the state, I've heard from lawmakers and others over many years, decades now, that people in western Wisconsin feel sometimes forgotten by the Capitol, the media in south central and southeastern Wisconsin. Do you see that? And if so, what do you see as solutions for that?
We certainly want to make sure that we have the same challenges that other parts of the state, other regions have with wanting to support our schools and make sure our public schools are funded adequately. It's workforce development and talent retention. But in western Wisconsin recently, it's flood recovery, and we need to make sure that our small towns and our homeowners and small businesses receive help and partnership with the state on flood recovery and looking at flood mitigation. And we have roads and bridges that were washed away. Our local units of government, our towns, are not prepared to with revenue limits to be able to fix that. And we have a bridge in Vernon County that was out in the flood 2 years ago, and it's still not open to the public. And so we need to make sure that all of Wisconsin is strong and has opportunities for success. Our urban areas, our suburban areas, and our rural areas as well.
And as we wrap up, a lot of people might look at this setup, divided government, and think, great, 2 years of gridlock. Do you think that we will see stuff get done?
The tone comes from the governor's office and from his administration. The tone comes from Republican and Democratic leaders and giving kind of permission and a culture of wanting to work together. Today I read that Republicans in the legislature are going to, they want to ignore Governor-elect Evers' budget and just work off of their own Republican budget. That pettiness is tiring to the public. And we need to figure out a way that we navigate this new landscape together, but understanding that Governor Evers has extended an olive branch, he has met with leaders, and, you know, their Republican criticism is pretty predictable, and I think it will be tiring to the public and to the voters over the next couple years.
Senator Schilling, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Jennifer Schilling is a Democratic state senator from La Crosse and the Senate Minority Leader. We talked to her about the legislature's lame duck session and Democratic priorities for 2019.